It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
An estimated 20 million Americans have some form of thyroid disease, and up to 60% of those with thyroid issues are unaware of their condition. Now, our guest today is going to share some important factors about how the bugs in your gut can actually be one of the root of your thyroid problems. Now, he's been in clinical practice for over 17 years, helping over 40,000 patients specializing in functional and holistic medicine. Please welcome Dr. Raphael Kelman to the show. And you know what? Thanks so much for being here again, Dr. Kelman. We had you on
Wellness for Life. Oh, thank you for having me.
Earlier this year, and you introduced your book, The Microbiome Diet, to our listeners. But today, I want to dig deeper and go into how the microbiome and the community of these bugs that are deeper into our gut and how it really is related to also our thyroid gland.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, you know, so many people suffer from unexplained fatigue and brain fog, difficulty losing weight gain, and legitimately have difficulty losing weight. And some have other symptoms like constipation and gastrointestinal issues. And yet, you know, they go to doctors and the routine blood testing comes out normal. And they feel there's something wrong with their metabolism. Mostly this affects women. They feel there must be something wrong with their metabolism or their hormones because they're frequently tired. Their sleep isn't refreshing. It's non-restorative. They gained weight for no reason. Their diet hasn't changed. Some of them also have hair significantly changing in their bodies. And nothing shows up on blood testing. And this is a common scenario. So while you said that, you know, 10 or 20% of the American population have some degree of thyroid function, those numbers tend to go up as people get a bit older. And that's based on the assumption that the routine thyroid testing is picking everybody up, detecting all the problems. It's also based on a false assumption that the reference range of the blood test is completely accurate. That's very controversial as well. So if the reference range actually changes and is more accurate and the tests pick up people, detect the problem as often as it really should, these numbers would be much, much higher. So this is a big problem. You know, I look at it as an epidemic, and the blood testing frequently fails to detect this epidemic. While, on the other hand, the blood testing, the routine testing, does pick up a lot of people, too, because it's such a significant problem in our day and age. And the question is why? Well, one of the reasons, and it's not the only reason, is because of autoimmune issues. It's called Hashimoto's. Hashimoto's thyroiditis is an autoimmune process, which means the body is attacking the very tissue it's been charged to safeguard, to protect. And the question is, why does that happen? Well, frequently the cause of that is because there are problems in the gut. Now, remember that 70% of our immune system is found in the gut. And the microbiome, which are the trillions of bacteria that are found in our gut, and they outnumber us in terms of cells 10 to 1. In other words, we're mostly bacteria in the gut. And these bacteria are good bacteria. They're friendly. They're involved in our physiological processes, and they play a major role in keeping us healthy. But when that microbiome gets imbalanced because of our diet is not focused on healing and nourishing the microbiome, or because we're eating unhealthy diets in general, or because of the overuse of antibiotics or the antibiotics found in chicken and meats, or because of the overuse of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or because of the proton pump inhibitors like Prilosec, etc. that people get for prescribed for reflux, and because of stress, the microbiome gets imbalanced. When it's imbalanced, then that can in turn activate the immune system because they work in tandem. If the immune system gets activated and imbalanced, what happens is that it starts to cause problems, and it causes degradation of the gut wall. And the gut wall is very sensitive. It's supposed to be impermeable to partially digested foods. So it's not supposed to allow partially digested foods and toxins through, only completely digested foods. But if partially digested foods leak through because of a breakdown of the gut wall because of the inflammation, well, now the immune system gets even further activated and we get caught in a vicious cycle. This then leads to... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you know what? I wanted
By the way,
this
is the process. This is the process that leads to autoimmune disease. This is the process that's leading to low thyroid, what we call Hashimoto's, and also just sometimes inflammation in general and toxins that leak through the gut. That could directly cause thyroid problems too, even if you don't have Hashimoto's, even if you don't have antibodies. So that's a second major, major cause. Just toxicity that's leaking through the gut wall, inflammation in general without antibodies that's attacking the thyroid itself. These are the main reasons why we're experiencing a virtual epidemic of low thyroid, and frequently in a lot of people it's not being detected.
Yes. A lot of my patients, I've actually done some gut testing, and you know, I've done some research on pathogenic mimicry, where there's bacteria, parts of bacteria proteins that actually can pass through that leaky gut, as you're saying, and it is part of the reason why the Hashimoto's, there's been, like Yersinia, there's a bacteria called Yersinia that they found that is linked to Hashimoto, right?
That's right. That's right. And that's just one that they know of. There's plenty more. But usually this is when there's an imbalance in the microbiome and these like opportunistic bacteria begin to proliferate. That's what can lead to either Hashimoto's, an autoimmune process, or a direct attack on the thyroid itself, either by the bacteria or by toxins.
Well, let's talk about some of the supplements that you recommend. These are natural, holistic-minded supplements that we can use to enhance the function of the thyroid gland.
Yes, yes. So look, there's the number one compound, I believe, to protect the thyroid and perhaps even rejuvenate it is selenium, in my opinion, because... See, the thyroid is so susceptible to oxidative stress and toxicity and inflammation. Selenium, which is found in high levels in the thyroid, is there to actually reduce that inflammatory process, especially in conjunction with a very, very important compound, antioxidant, and a redox compound called glutathione. So I think the use of selenium and perhaps glutathione would be the top two products, natural compounds that can help to rejuvenate the thyroid. Iodine is questionable. While some people absolutely need iodine, if one is experiencing an autoimmune inflammatory process, the use of iodine can exacerbate the problem. Excessive iodine can also contribute to hypothyroidism. That's why hypothyroidism in general should be, treated by a health professional who really understands the intricacies and the complexity of the thyroid system.
Right. Well, thanks so much, God. A lot of great information. You can go to themicrobiomediet.com or go to his website, RaphaelKelmanMD.com. Thanks so much for joining us. To learn more information, you can also go to my website on the Radio MD page. This is Dr. Suzanne right here on Radio MD. Stay well.